The Heidi, Xavier and Ryan Catcher on Hit 92.9 with Heidi Anderson, Xavier Ellis and Ryan John.
Thanks for downloading the Catcher. Really appreciate it. Fun show today. Fun show coming up. And our mate Jeremy McGovern from the West Coast Eagles, he comes in every couple of weeks when the Eagles are playing in Perth. And it was a fun chat anyway, but then after he left, something happened, which I think was quite funny.
Yeah, we played a bit of a prank on him. Something to do with a fine, because he'd been fined this week. If you want to hear it, you want to keep listening. And then, Dave, you had a bit of a conundrum with your kids.
Yeah, when can you leave him in the car and for how long?
Yep, and we got lots of people's opinions, most of them on your side, believe it or not.
Yeah, you leave him there for a little bit.
Anyway, keep listening. So I started thinking about dad's husbands, whoever, your bloke in the delivery room, after Ryan tagged me in this very interesting video with this guy's reaction.
Yeah.
Which we'll share on our Instagram, Heidi, Xavier, and Ryan.
Yeah, it is so graphic. So basically the guy's chosen, no, I'm not going to go at the business end. I'll stand at the head and do the right thing. So he's made that decision clearly. But then you can see he gets a little bit curious and he thinks, oh, you know, kind of leans over a little bit, goes, what is in there? What? And then he gets a little sneak peek and pretty much gives it a...
He gags.
And I think actually a little bit of spew comes out on the floor in the hospital. And his wife's none the wiser. She's busy pushing hard. But if you don't want to look, don't look. Well, even a sneak peek.
No, but you can't. That's what I mean.
Like, well, that's what he was like. I couldn't help it. Then he spews up on the floor.
You're a foot and a half from the business. So you're literally... Either you're standing with your back and eyeballing eye to eye to you.
Which was what was he was kind of doing. And then he was
side saddling. He needed to turn the hips. It's all about the hip movement.
Well, that made me start thinking about how dads are in the delivery rooms, especially with ours coming closer every single day.
Yep.
So Lauren from Bow Divers, hello.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. What was your hubby like in the delivery room?
Well, so before we even had got to the hospital, I was obviously in horrific pain. I'd been in labour for about 13 hours at that point.
Oh.
It was a slow process. And, I was in fetal position on the floor and I was like, look, I think we need to go to the hospital. And he's like, oh, my chicken wings are in the oven. Like, can you just wait? Like, I need to finish them. And I'm like, look, I'm dying. he made me lay on the floor until he'd finished his plate of chicken wings. We then got to the hospital and he was so happy because he put the TV on and the rugby was on. And so I was in the little shower, like crying in agony, and he kept popping his head in to give me updates on the score.
Oh, my God.
And did you care about the score? Like, are you appreciative of this?
I don't even know what goes on in a rugby game. Like, I don't care less.
And
it was horrific. I was so glad when my mum got there.
And so, Lauren, were they spicy chicken wings or...?
Barbecue. They were just barbecue. He did offer me one.
He didn't.
He offered me one, thankfully, but there was no way I was in any position to eat at that stage.
Did you end up getting epidural or drugs or anything, Lauren?
Yeah, I had an epidural about 22 hours in, I think.
Jesus.
And he's still with the chicken wing guy?
No, but he's a wonderful dad.
Oh, good.
But he still jokes about it. He's like, I don't understand why I needed to take that long.
Oh my God. I would love to get him on one of those like labor machines or something.
See how
long he lasted for.
That would be brilliant.
What's he in a hurry for? He's got a bus to catch or something?
Bit of a side note. I did like hearing that. No, we're not together, but he's a great dad.
Yeah.
It's not very often you hear that.
Yeah. Let's go to, I agree, Hammond Park. Aaron, what did you do when your partner was given birth?
I actually Snapchatted the whole thing. So I've got about a 2.5 minute video from the day my child was born, from watching the footy, from me taking a nervous pee, from the position that the baby was born in with my partner having a leg in the air. Like, I've got some footage. Like, it was just amazing. And throughout the period, like, there was moments where she was getting, like, really pissed off at me. But, you know, I still kept going. And then obviously posting the... with her permission, I was allowed to post it on social media the next day. But she's actually really grateful and thankful that she can actually go through and live through that process, because obviously women kind of, they don't really remember a lot.
They don't want to.
Because they don't want to. So no, it was an awesome experience. I've got it all on film.
I totally get that you can watch it and remember a beautiful day. But I mean, is it graphic? Like, does everyone need to see that? Like, how much
do you see, I think, is what Ryan...
It's from my point of view, like, I didn't go down to the business side of the end. Like, every now and then I do a bit of peek, but it just freaks me out.
A little snake face.
Now, Aaron, I'm interested on the leg up. I mean, how did, because I'm imagining you standing there and she's got her leg up on your shoulder and she's pushing.
So we had a student midwife, myself, and one of Sarah's best friends who is also a midwife. So we had three of us in the room. So the student midwife was helping her hold the leg up, and that just turned out to be the best position for her to push.
Amazing.
So, like, she was trying all these other spots, normal position, and just nothing was going on. And then as soon as the leg went up, the baby came out.
That's how you made it as well.
I'm just going through your why did you opt to go Snapchat as opposed to just the general filming function on your phone?
Oh, just because it allowed me, just quick 10-second snippets of that moment.
I mean, you still press on and off on your phone. I don't know why it needed to go public.
It did actually, I wasn't expecting to do that, but just throughout the day, I kind of, did a few, and then I was like, oh, maybe I'll do a few more, and then a few more, and then, came together. So, yeah, it was
what's cool. Your Snapchat name?
Avadog91.
Avadog.
Get around the dog. Heidi, Xavier, and Ryan on Hit 92.9. Demon.
Unleash your demons.
Yeah. We are joined by Jeremy McGovern from the West Coast Eagles. They are taking on the Melbourne Demons tomorrow night at Optus Stadium. Bounce down is at 6:10. And we thought on 13:10:60, call through. Unleash your demons, and whoever Jeremy likes the best will get some tickets.
I mean, like, is there any demons you need to unleash? Anything you need to get off your chest, Gov?
No, not really.
I need to unleash a demon in the next break.
I know the demon that you're talking about. Let's go to Todd. Just before we turn the mics on, you said exactly what busting. That demon was.
All right, in Hamilton Hill, Todd, good morning. How are you?
Governor, guys, he's going right.
All right, mate. Well, unleash.
Let's hear it.
Oh, mate, I've got to unleash the demon when you're at the traffic light, the traffic's pumping, they come to Plain Jane's, whatever, going across the crossing, and they press the button, then they walk across in front of you, and you got to wait that bloody extra bloody couple of minutes, and I'm like the exorcist, frost comes out of the night, what are you doing? I just wait.
You ain't got road rage. Thanks, Todd. Your phone was a little bit muffly but it was at the traffic lights when someone races at the last minute.
You push the button.
No, the pedestrian hits the button.
Yeah. And then they walk before the green thing comes up.
Oh, so you're not annoyed at all, are you?
Oh, I'm with him. And I do it to people as well just because I know it gets done to me.
Just walk past
the dog and dog world out there.
Yeah. Eye for an eye.
Yeah.
Let's go to Shanae. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Well, you're chatting with Jeremy McGovern. Let's unleash the demons. Go for it.
All right. So I left my ex-partner when I was pregnant because he was sleeping with a teenage girl.
Oh my God.
So it's been probably nearly a year since we've spoken, and I get a missed call from him the other day while I'm in the shower.
Yeah.
So I go to ring back, and then he didn't answer, and I get a text message. Oh, sorry, I pocket dialed you.
Oh.
So what do you need to say to him?
You need to unleash his demon.
Like, how the heck can you pocket dial these days when you've got a lock or you have to do your fingerprint? And why can't you freaking ring your kids for once?
Ring your kids, you jerk.
Yeah.
Is he still with the teenager?
Yeah, and he's like met our son once when he was 5 weeks old and he's 2 in July.
What a pig. Oops, I didn't mean to say that. Just came out.
I mean, it could have been worse.
We're all thinking it, weren't we?
Yeah. I was thinking something else, but anyway, you went with pig.
Yeah, that's probably the better of a few options. Let's go to Rockingham. Finally, Luke, how you doing, mate?
Not too bad, yourselves.
We're all good now. Jeremy McGovern is listening. Unleash your demons, Luke. Let's hear it.
Righty, got Jeremy there. I'm going to ask a bit of a hand. I do Tim McFlorin. I've met Josh Kennedy numerous times, and I do Tim McFlorin, and hit him up to do his Tim McFlorin, a bit of a scalp to be niche in what I do, Tim McFlorin.
Yep.
Like, yeah, I'll get you in. So I've been going to all these Bunnings openings where Josh is going to be there. Even wound him up and said, look, I'll do Jeremy McGovern's floor for free if I can do yours as well. Come on, give us him there. So he's been promising me that he's going to get me in to do Florin, and he hasn't called me yet.
Like Josh Kennedy.
And all these Bunnings openings. Have you noticed he stepped up his off-field game?
Mate, have I ever?
He's so opening of an envelope soon, JK.
Yeah. Christ. All right, he'll pay in cash. Good hug. Sorry?
he's got to pick up somewhere in his game.
I mean, like, he doesn't sound like a stalker at all, Luke, does he?
No, he goes to my floor for free, mate. Yeah, I'm happy with that.
Do you need timber floors?
I do now.
Yeah.
Should we get...
What colour? A nice washed colour.
Yeah, we'll stay. I'll have a chat to Luke after this.
We'll swap numbers.
Would JK take our call right now if we asked him?
Oh, probably not.
I was going to say, probably not.
He's too busy.
He's probably at the opening of an envelope.
Yeah, he's at Bunnings. He's got a quick one this week.
Yeah, a little cash job.
All right, so we've got Todd in Hamilton Hill who hates it when people press the pedestrian light and then walk anyway and then people have to wait. We've got Shanae whose ex is just a real dropkick and not doing a great job of being
and then
a dad.
Pocket dials.
Yeah, and pocket dials apparently. And then we got Luke from Rockingham who wants Gov to chase up JK for talking a big game but not following through on a timber flooring job.
I don't
understand
why he wouldn't follow up on free flooring.
Well, because Luke's obviously stalked him a fair few times, let's be honest.
I mean, floors aren't cheap.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, like, come
all
on.
Right. It all comes down to Jeremy Govan.
Who do you want to be in the crowd watching you play on Friday?
No, I'll get JK to give Luke some. So don't worry about him later. Yeah. It's between the other two.
Yeah.
I feel for Todd, but I'll give him to Shanae.
Oh,
what a love heart.
Shanae.
A womanizer to the day he dies.
Yeah. I feel for Todd. I know exactly how that feels, but. Right. Yeah.
But you want to see Shanae at the game.
Yeah, why not?
My 6-year-old, so we all go for Fremantle, but my 6-year-old, he goes...
What? I've got
something else. Louis Jetta, he used to come and scoot to my house every day when he was younger in Kalgoorlie.
He used to come and strip?
No, use his scooter and ride to my house and dump in my pool.
All right.
Well, there you go.
So the family there. All right, well, good on you, Shanae. You've got some tickets. If anyone else...
I'm not sure what happened.
The West Coast Eagles take on the Melbourne Demons this Friday night tomorrow at Optus Stadium. Bounce down is at 6:10. Gov, thanks for coming in, mate. Appreciate it.
Cheers.
See you, mate.
Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on Hit 92.9.
Pilot week, so we're trying out a whole bunch of new stuff this week and our brand new segment that we're trialling today and that you can vote for to become a permanent feature is this.
Just KM Bleak. Disney
Okie.
With Heidi,
Xavier
and Ryan.
Disney Okie.
That's right. 131060, give us a call. You've got to finish the lyric, continue singing on it like you're playing a bit of karaoke. For mine, in the warm-up, I found it easier to get the words in the head if I sang from the start.
Yeah.
You don't particularly have to, but when the music drops, right, when the word drops, you have to continue on and nail the words. It's pretty simple stuff.
Just give us your best Disney Okie. I mean, like, we're going to award people that have got the vocals, that have got the lyrics,
words.
And that have got the passion.
Has to be words. Have to be pretty good, I reckon.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Jess. Jess, what's your favourite Disney movie?
Hey, I've got so many, but I reckon Aladdin at the moment.
Did we give you away tickets to Aladdin?
Yeah, we got tickets to Disney's Aladdin, which is in cinemas May 23. And $100 as well if you get
just
all three.
Just towed you into that one. Radio 101.
All right. So, Jess, we're going to play this for you. Feel free to come in and bust out whenever you want, but you need to nail the lyrics. We need to hear passion and we need to hear a lot of Disney Okie.
Okie dokie.
All right. Here we
okie
go.
Okie dokie Disney Okie. No, not bad.
All right. Here we go. Wait.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Here we go.
The vocals are pretty good too.
Not bad.
Yeah. Oh.
I mean, it was good, but not.
Oh, I thought her voice was great.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah.
Give me a break. I got a throat infection.
Okay, well, you're good for a throat infection.
Kissing too many boys.
Even great for a throat infection.
Yeah. All right, Jess, you are progressing to question number two. That's a quick one here. So when the music cuts out, make sure you're singing the next line like you just did. Here we go.
Right here on the ocean floor, such wonderful things around you. What more are you looking for? Under the sea. Under the sea.
Little mermaid.
Yeah.
Under the sea.
Yep, correct. All right.
Congratulations.
That means we go to the final question, song.
I mean, you want to hear other people, though, too, don't you?
Yeah, like, I'm going to be pretty picky here, Jess.
Sorry, Jess. I'm like, that's my invention.
Just dominating. All right, here we go, Jess.
Let it go. Let it here she goes. Turn away
and slam the need a couple of bars here.
Let the storm rage on. The cold never bothered me anyway.
Let it go.
I know. Let the storm rage on.
The cold never bothered me anyway. Xavier Ellis.
Can you just bust into a Let It Go?
Let it go, let it go. Can't hold it back anymore.
Yeah, that has to be the winner.
Get around there.
I know it's pilot week, so we might have to just step up the songs a fraction. That's my bad.
What do you mean? I thought they were great.
No. Maybe a little bit harder because, I mean, she just came through and just trumped us.
Yeah, you were busting
that
here,
was my
Shane.
Bad.
Should we just see if Shane's got any?
What can we give him?
I mean, Shane, mate, you got any Disney songs you want to get off your chest?
All good. Yeah. You did well.
I really wanted to hear you bust out Let It Go or something.
Bit too girly for me.
Yeah, bit too girly. Actually, don't say that the AFL. You get a $10,000 fine for that.
Got that. Well, Jess, $100 coming your way and those double passes to see Disney's Aladdin, which is in cinemas May 23. Well done.
Thank you so much.
Right. Good on you, Jess.
And if you want to hear more Disney Oki on Hit 92.9, make sure you vote for it at Pilot Week. Go to hit.com.
What do we reckon?
I like it, but I reckon I want to hear more people sing.
Yeah, so we have to make it harder. Yeah. Or more songs.
Yeah, make it harder. Like, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire's hard.
I don't know how it works.
I can never get $50.
Is there any way to get everyone singing together, like this huge sing-along? Is that possible?
Yeah, but so people, as Shane just worked out, like, unless he's doing it for money, you ain't
Ryan,
doing it.
It's pilot week. If you want to turn all these people on now and play a bit of the song them sing.
It's not pilot week for the technology system, sure. But okay. Anyway, vote at hit.com.au.
Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on Hit 92.9.
13, 10, 60, when can you leave your kid in the car? Yesterday, I was actually not sure. I've been told twice not to do it, but I don't know whether you're meant to do it or not meant to do it. I just ran into the service station, filled up the car. Ted's obviously happy as Larry with one of his toys.
And you lock the door as well, right?
Yeah.
Just in case.
Are you sure about that?
People might say, and this is maybe what people say now, like what if someone hijacks the car and little Ted's in it?
Yeah, I know, like what, with no keys. I mean, that's going to be, what are they going to push it?
Have you seen the movies? They jump start.
Hey, mate, stop pushing my car away.
He's got the handbrake on.
It is interesting, though, because they're little things as me going in to be a parent that I haven't really thought about. Do you know what I mean? I just go, yeah, you wouldn't leave your kid in the car, but then... Well, if you're going out to just get some petrol and you're in a hurry or whatever, you don't.
Sometimes also don't particularly like getting in and out of the car either. Yeah. And sometimes kicks up a bit of a stink.
Like Hides was saying, hadn't thought about that specifically. Is that every day there's just more conundrums like this? I've never really thought about it.
Can you just drop in and get us a coffee, Zave? Yeah, no worries, mate. I'll just take Ted out. It'll take 35 minutes to get him in and out. And
just go drive through, mate, like you do regularly. Macca's, drive through.
Oh, another Domino's, Macca's, send the vouchers in, baby.
All right, let's head down to Rockingham. Danny, what's your thoughts?
Look, as a parent to an 8-week-old newborn, my golden rule is to not wake a sleeping baby. So I would say if you're leaving it at the petrol station, look, lock the car, down the windows, acceptable, but anything else, no.
Yeah.
No way.
Like, you're not going in, like Zave said, I mean, you like a punt. You're not going to go in and have a cheeky beer and a punt while you leave Ted in the car, are you?
Ted's already been evicted from the TAB once. No kids in here, thank you. I said, I'll leave him at the front door then.
But, a couple of minutes, and if you really, really are worried, you pull the car right up to the front car park, you lock the car, you keep your eye on it, and that's it. No, you're forward.
Danny, there will be people that will be angry about this,
but
won't they?
I lit up the phone board, a full book.
Well done, mate.
But they all seem
Gold
to have agreed, I guess.
Well, let's see.
Well, maybe not. I've heard from one person.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's go to Munster. How do I say your name?
Shanoa.
Hi,
hey, girl.
How you going?
We're good. Now, what do you think about leaving your kid in the car? Have you got some advice for Zaves, or you're against Zaves, or you're with him?
I'm so with him, although in saying that, if the line is really big, you should definitely take your baby in with you. So just have a look and see through and see how big or busy it is.
So what would you say the time limit would be?
Maybe if there's more than 3 people, I would take the baby in.
No, but this can be an extension to the coffee shop, to the...
Oh, right. He's just doing his groundwork here.
I just don't know. What's the time limit? When do people start to go, that's unreasonable?
I think if you're going to grab a coffee or anything like that, then you should take the baby in.
Yep.
Yeah.
Does he have a little baby chino?
He's not a baby chino yet.
No.
He will be though. He'll be a la-di-da.
Oh, but I mean, you'll
absolutely.
Also...
Absolutely. He'll be little Ralph Rampolo drinking baby chinos.
Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on Hit 92.9.
Hey, earlier this morning we spoke to Jeremy McGovern from the West Coast Eagles. He almost got himself suspended for this.
Jeremy McGovern. Let's have a look. We've blown this one up on Acres. What do you make of it, Richo?
Well, it's a long way off the ball. And remember about a month ago, the Collingwood-Richmond game, Mason Cox was rubbed out initially for a block on Dylan Grimes when the ball was about 50 metres away.
So instead of getting rubbed out, he was fined. Is that fair, Zave, that he copped a fine for that?
I have to confess something.
What?
I haven't seen it.
Oh, you didn't watch the game on
the
weekend?
Wedding.
Of course, and then you were sick.
I didn't see it, so.
Well, he was not impressed when we spoke about it with him earlier on the show, and you'll be able to hear that on the podcast. You could just tell that he was very dismissive of it.
Oh, he was, but you can't say anything because every time you say anything, you're accountable and that just ends in bad news.
But I mean, like, the poor bugger had to pay $2,000.
$2,000, you got to earn $4,000 to pay $2,000. Like, so, it's a hefty fine.
So we were discussing how can we like a little stitch up on Jeremy McGovern, and it had been a while.
It's just easy.
He is easy. And, like, I mean, I feel like we're back with the prank wars with him now. Like, I can't wait to our next one. But whilst he was in here in the studio, we had our producers plant a parking fine on his car because, you know.
The week of fines.
The week of fines.
Yep.
And then his reaction, apparently when he was walking down the stairs, was absolutely devastating when our producer, Callie the Grinch, was walking him down.
Yep.
He was just like, not again.
Can't wear F-bombs.
Oh, it's so deflating though. When you just see it in the distance, you're like, God damn it.
There it is. It's not a pamphlet. It's a fine.
Yeah. So we thought we might follow up and give him a call.
All right. Let's do this.
Hello.
Jeremy McGovern, it's Heidi, Xavier and Ryan. What are you laughing at?
Just laughing. It's funny. Everything's funny.
What's funny, mate?
Please explain.
Life's funny.
Did you get what happened to you, mate, when you came to the station this morning?
Oh, I had to listen to you guys on the radio.
What do you think? Give us a rating 1 to 10.
One. No, two. I'll give you two.
Oh, two. And what about for our gags and stuff? Do you reckon we're pretty good at them?
I picked it straight away.
So what happened?
I got a parking ticket all of a sudden this morning. Apparently.
A fine. Another fine this week.
Another fine.
How much
Another
more?
$90.
$90.
Wow. Wow. I know.
Well, you know that most people around these parts in this office building get one of them at least once a day?
No, they don't.
For reals.
Okay, that's a bit stiff.
The Rangers are out here constantly.
I couldn't. There's actually. I looked on everyone else's car. There was one on everyone else's car. Have you done it to everyone else?
Oh,
no.
Maybe they're real ones.
Maybe they are real. Did
you check? We definitely didn't put it on anyone else's car.
That's what's got me. Yeah, no. I was like, this is a stitch up. This is definitely, because I looked at the parking thing and I looked behind. I was like, oh, old mate behind me got one as well.
Oh my God.
They might be real, mate. You might want to actually check it out.
I'm just better off paying it, you reckon?
Just pay it, just in case.
I've got to spend my money on something.
Hang up on it.
Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on Hit 92.9.